This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and welcome, everybody, to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, around the clock and around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the fire, keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. And that's what we're doing here at Prayer Central, celebrating 50 years in the ministry. Delighted to have those of you who are listening on BPN Radio or TuneIn Radio, and those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live here on this Prophetic Tuesday. I want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs on BPN Radio may or may not be the views a Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast or any of our broadcasts, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and is supported by you, our loyal listeners and prayer partners. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful. Many of you support this ministry on a monthly basis as we go across America and around the world. It's going to be a wonderful time, and, wow, it's a great day. I'm excited about what God is doing. We're now having prophetic watches three different times each week. Last night, Callie Hargraves and Cindy Mooring hosted their first Prophetic Monday last night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That will be every Monday night. And then, of course, I'm here on Tuesday morning. And this, of course, will be replayed throughout the day on Facebook Live. And then, of course, Allison Keeber will be doing prophetic. We'll be hosting Prophetic Thursday. And so we're trying to meet the demand of so many, many people sending in requests for prophetic word. So we're going to be giving prophetic words today, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. My daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, is going to come, and we're going to pray together. I can take my headphones off now, I think. Yeah, I don't have to hear myself. And Ruth, it's going to be a big day today.
It is going to be a big day.
Yeah. And I'm excited about what God is going to do. I just know that one word from God can change people's lives forever. And so I just want to say a welcome word and say a prayer, and then I'm just going to get right with it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, we want to welcome everybody. If you're listening, Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. We have multiple ministries here, but BPN Radio, if you're listening that way, that is awesome. And then if you're listening Facebook Live, welcome, like and share that. We would appreciate it. Before I even pray, we have actually already had a young lady. I'm not going to say her name because, one, I'm just going to butcher it if I do. But the young lady that just already has posted something on our Facebook Live, she's 16 years old. She's from Moldova. And I'm just going to say right now, God has a perfect plan for your life. I rebuke the spirit that you were not wanted off of you. You are cherished. You are a princess of the King. He has a perfect plan for your life. So you are a beautiful young lady. Yeah. Do not listen to the lies of the enemy. Those are lies of the enemy. You are wanted. You are cherished. And remember every day, and you speak this over yourself, I am a princess of the King. Yeah. Our Heavenly Father, the one, is there for you, and he has a perfect plan. So just keep going to him and direct his life. So let's open a prayer. I just pray for everyone that is listening today or watching via Facebook Live. And I just say, God, we want to open our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes and open our heart. And we have so many, Heavenly Father, so many names. We have such a cry of desperation in this really every day, BPN Radio is getting so many names and calls and prayer requests, and we know that we are living in a time we have desperate needs. And so if we can be a vessel and encourage someone and speak life into them and through you, Holy Spirit, have words for them, thank you for that. So we just ask that every word that is brought today is just help them walk that out. We just ask that they help that walk that out. And if it wasn't, your name is not called today, listen. And the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. I believe that. Yes. I believe that. So as you're listening and hearing others receiving encouraging words and words from the Lord, then I'm just going to say, grab a hold of that faith. Grab a hold of something that is going to help you walk out what your plan and your purpose is.
Yes.
Because God has a perfect plan and purpose for each and every one of your lives. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for this amazing Prophetic Tuesday and all the words that the Holy Spirit has given Pastor Dell to deliver today. We just dedicate really this program to you. We dedicate this day to you. And this is the first day of the rest of our lives, particularly you, that young, beautiful princess of the King. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, that's great, Ruth. Very good. Very good. And I just feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, I love to work with the Holy Spirit. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to work with the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be sharing prophetic words. And I'm just encouraging those of you out there that have a prophetic anointing on your life to ask God to begin to give you words for people in your job, in your school, and maybe in your neighborhood, people you come in contact with, not inside your church. That needs to be according to the leadership of your pastor. But out in the public, out in the marketplace, people need a word from God. Now, remember that everybody that prophesies is not a prophet. Now, I do know that all prophets prophesy, but everybody that prophesies is not a prophet. So be careful not to go around calling yourself a prophet or prophetess. But I believe that God is beginning to use people in the body of Christ to prophesy. And I trust that during these programs that you're receiving an impartation maybe of prophetic anointings that are hosting these prophetic sessions here on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. Now remember, if I give you a prophetic word, it's not a chapter. It's not a book. It is a word. And it may be a word that you're anticipating, or it may just be a word out of seemingly nowhere. And you may say, where did that come from? And remember that if you receive it, you have to receive it with your spirit. You can't receive it with your mind, because the Bible said that your mind, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, your mind does not have the capability or capacity to receive a word from God. You don't have to receive it, but if you do receive it with your spirit, you need to write it down here, because this is the proper progression. You hear something, and then you see what you've heard. Then you begin to speak it. You literally speak your worlds into existence. The morning after God called me to preach in Wichita Falls, Texas, I went to the radio station where I was working, telling the people I'm a preacher. I was already speaking what I had heard and seen the night before. And then you have to take some action. So it's ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. And as you begin to step out on what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you about, the waters are going to part, worlds are going to open for you. And so remember that every prophetic word could be a now word, something God is doing now, could be a future word, could be a new word, as I said before, you've never heard before. The prophet said, new things I'm going to declare. And before the Lord said, before you even realize that I'm going to do something magnificent. So thine ears shall hear word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. So we're going to speak what we are hearing. And there's some I've been praying over since early this morning. Well, even late last night, I was in my studio praying for different names and individuals, and then back up early this morning. And so the Lord has given me some words that I'll read that God has given me. And then there should be some names that we have. And the Holy Spirit will just speak to me. Sometimes I just have a name, sometimes a picture. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just speaks a word in my ear, gives me a word of knowledge. And that was a great word for that young lady from Moldova, Ruth. Very good. Okay, one word from God. Let's get started. And I'm going to get started with Katie from San Antonio, Texas. Or, no, I believe she's from San Angelo, Texas. Okay. Katie, you're stronger than you think you are. I see you ministering to veterans' wives, particularly those who are lonely and those who have fallen into adulterous relationships. They are planning on attempting or in the process of divorcing their husbands while their husbands are fighting on foreign soil or being stationed thousands of miles away. Their wives may be contemplating divorcing them. But, Katie, I just see that you can have a strong ministry to military men's wives. You're going to speak to them. Now, remember, when I prophesy, there may be a lot of things that's going on in your life, but I may just say one thing. I prophesied over a person one time about their ministry, and they said to me following, I guess I'm not supposed to go to Africa. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you didn't say anything about Africa in your prophetic words, so I guess I'm not supposed to do that. And I said, no, you got to realize there may be a lot of things happening in your life, but I may only just have one or two things that's going on. And sometimes it's not even anything that you may even anticipate. Okay, Tofa, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Tofa from Las Vegas, Nevada. The gift of evangelism is on you. I see you winning thousands of souls in the coming years and leading major street evangelism campaigns. Your passion for the lost will be immeasurable. I have a word for Joshua from Kingsburg, California. Joshua, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a true leader in the millennial generation. Your ability to communicate with your audience mixed with your humor is going to give you an audience with many different types of audiences as well as the millennial generation. I hear you on talk radio. I believe that God is going to give you a big platform to speak from, even in your early years. I believe that you're a part of the 11th hour generation that I've been prophesying about for many years. People coming out of nowhere, people coming out of obscurity, people not even knowing their names. But Matthew chapter 20 talks about the 11th hour generation. Those who came to work in the 11th hour, they received the same reward as those who went to work in the first hour. So Joshua, I bless you. Tofa, I bless you. Katie, I bless you. Shannon from Young Harris, Georgia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are going to be a major attraction in your youth because you have the gift of solving puzzles and riddles and problems. Just like Daniel, you'll be able to interpret dreams. Like others of old, you'll be able to solve riddles and hard questions. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Shannon, if you will walk before him with a pure heart. God promotes people that have pure hearts. And if you will walk before him with a pure heart, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying he'll promote you and cause you to stand before great men and women. You will be a person before your time, Shannon. And Barry from West Columbia, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, keep the vision alive in your heart. Fan the flame. There is a passage waiting for you with him and your assignment, and you're going to make up for lost time. Keep those dreams, that vision, that calling close to you. Keep it close to your heart. Embrace it. Talk to your vision. Communicate with that vision. We started giving you this prophetic word last Tuesday, and then Allison Kieber, she had a word about talking to your vision, and it went on from there. So we didn't get to finish. So talk to your vision that you started something last week, and embrace it, communicate with that vision. Don't think about the difficult times of the past, the disappointments, the failures. Remember that God is in the process of taking that vessel which contains a heart for the world that you have, and remolding it and reshaping it into something that will bring new value and a new entrance into the nations of the world. Barry, you do all you do all that is in your heart. You do all that is in your heart. That's what the prophet Nathan told David. Do all that's in your heart, for God is with you. Like David of old, you got to encourage yourself. Speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing about your dreams and visions, and tell other people. It'll come to pass. The dawning of a new day. Ben and Elma in Oklahoma City. Ben and Elma, I see you guys returning to visit the places where you have ministered in years past. Like Paul, who went back and retraced his footsteps and visited those places where he'd sown seed. I see the two of y'all going to every place that you have ministered in years past. And there's going to be something that is going to be renewed in those places. And there's something that's going to be renewed in your own heart and in your spirit and in your life. New opportunities are coming around again as a result of old investments. New opportunities coming around again as a result of old investments. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to live again. It's time to live again off of the seed you have sown in times past. Live off the seed that you have sown in times past, resulting in a great harvest, new opportunities. Don't be afraid. The clock is ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. The clock is ticking. Time is moving on, and it's time for you guys to move on. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck, and don't be afraid to relive your dreams. Tony from Cedar Park, Texas. Tony, you have attempted, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you have attempted to devalue who you are, and that's been a particular happening the past few years. Three or four years, there's been a, you've been devaluing yourself, but there's coming a new awakening in your spirit, casting off the robe of doubt, disappointment, disillusionment. A new determination, there's several D's in there, a new determination to conquer those things that seem that have seemed to distract you and keep you from giving it your best. Living in the shadow of somebody else, come back out of the shadows, come to the forefront, Tony. The Holy Spirit saying that he doesn't just want your best, he wants your all. Boy, that's good. Tony, he's saying he does not just want your best, he wants your all. And sometimes you say, well, I gave it my best and it wasn't enough. No. It's your best really is not enough. It's your all that is going to be enough. Just give it all. All of you, including the good and the bad and the ugly, if necessary. Bring it all to him. Give it to yourself. There's still time. There's still a way to live out those dreams he's placed in your heart. Excuse me, and I'll put a cough drop in my mouth, and I'm going to do better. Eddie from Oklahoma City, I have a word for you. I bless you, Tony. I bless you in Cedar Park, Texas. I bless you. I ask God to bless you, and everybody that's watching, blessing Tony. Everybody say together, bless you, Tony. I bless you, Tony, and bless you, Ruth, for giving me a cough drop here.
Duck.
All right, here we go. All right. Sorry about the smacking a little bit. I need to put a cough drop in my mouth. Okay. Eddie from Oklahoma City. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have a ministry to those who have been overwhelmed by the consequences of their lives. They have been tried, judged, and sentenced by the law, by society, by their family, and even by the church. In the natural, there appears no way that they can make a comeback. In the natural, there appears no way they can recover. But God. That's where you come in, Eddie. You have a gift to take people out of the gutter, off the street, give them a glimmer of hope. Sometimes that's just all they need. Just enough to help them get back on their feet and headed in the right direction. Don't take their responsibilities, but you head them in the right direction, particularly those people who have three strikes and they're out. You know, there's a lot of people out there, three strikes and they're out. And they feel like, hey, I'm lost forever, but they're not. They are redeemed. Boy, I like that word. They are redeemed. And you tell them that they are redeemed, and you talk to them about redemption. I bless you, Eddie. Go for it, man. Lydia from San Diego, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're a champion with a cause. I see you planning major events, gathering people from all walks of life and different spectrums, engaging people that have major influence, including media personnel. You have the ability to present your cause, a cause, to social media while gathering participants as well as finances. You have the ability, the anointing, to gather participants as well as finances. I bless you, Lydia, from San Diego, California. Well, the weather must be beautiful out there today. Heather from Tennessee. I'm not sure what town you're from, but I like to give your town if possible. There's just something about naming a person's town. Where are you from? Well, I'm from Texas. What town in Texas? I'm from Tennessee. What town in Tennessee? There's just something about your town because you have ownership in your town. So anyhow, Heather from Tennessee, I have a question for you. This is what as I was praying over you, I had this question. Who told you that? Who told you that? I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a victim of words that have been spoken over you many years over your life and times past. False assumptions that have been spoken to you, lies wrapped with deception. I know this is a pretty difficult word, but I'm gonna speak it real slowly to you. You're a victim of words. False assumptions that have been spoken to you, lies wrapped with deception and false narratives, accompanied by severe consequences if you are not responding accordingly. That's not a good way to live. I declare today in the name of Jesus, Heather, that you are free from all of these deceptions and false narratives that have been deeply embedded in the very recesses of your soul. You're free to go, but it's not going to be simple. You will need to walk out this each day for many days of your life, but you're going to walk it out. And I declare your freedom right now. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Korite marote sikobrote mete. Thank you, Lord. Susie from Oklahoma City. I see you running the whole shebang. Now, I don't. Is that a word, Ruth? Shebang?
It is in Texas.
It is in Texas. I wrote that down, and they tried to correct me when I put it on.
It's probably an Oklahoma word.
Yeah, I tried to put it down, and they tried to word correction,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Autocorrect.
They wouldn't take shebang. So anyhow, Susie, I see you running the whole shebang. It's an Oklahoma word and Texas word. Keeping track of different streams at one time. The ability to multitask. Your strong work ethic and knowledge of current happenings and the ability to keep several things going at once, accompanied by your humor, is going to break you great favor. Susie, I bless you. I bless you. I just believe that there's a special blessing waiting you, and I just believe it's a great day of celebration and joy. I bless you, Susie, in Oklahoma City. And, you know, we've said this several times, but I may be giving somebody a prophetic word, and you may say, hey, that is a word for me. So can I take a word that you're giving somebody else and take it also? Why not? Yeah. If you believe that's a word for you, say, well, he didn't call my name, but I know that's a word for me. I'm going to write it down. So you got to write it down, receive it with faith, and begin to speak it. All the way into London, England. I love England. And Gene and I, we started traveling in England in 1990 and went to London and begin to minister there for the first time, a suburb called Goodmayes. So, Warren, over in London, I have a word for you. Here the Holy Spirit saying it's time for you and your wife to plan a trip to the United States of America. There are strong connections waiting for you because you have an incredible gift of consultation. You're going to come over and consult with companies and corporations and small businesses, especially small businesses, and bringing many of your God ideas across the pond. Come on over. come on over across the pond, sharing observations that will give you a permanent connection to this nation, and you're going to have friendships in America will last for a lifetime. Warren from London, England. And Kendra from Wilburton, Oklahoma. Kendra, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if you can be denied, you will be denied. You will be denied all of those good things that were placed in your heart by the Holy Spirit before the thief, the devil, that slewfoot came and stole those dreams right out of your heart and out of your geographical location. Seemingly robbed you of everything that you thought was good and precious in your life. But you must resist this continual denial that things will get better and you will really be able to smile again. You cannot deny yourself that. And you can't listen to Satan to say that you'll never smile again. You'll never laugh again. Things will never be as good as they have been before. But I declare by the Holy Ghost that things will be better than ever.
Amen.
In days to come and weeks to come and months to come. It's up to you. Which choice? Which choice are you going to make? Which road are you going to take? And you can drown in your sorrows and confusion and heartache and bitterness and unforgiveness, or you can shake the dust off and say, I am moving forward. I'm not going to submit to those destructive forces that have been passed down to me from one generation to another. In my family, you must declare that you will no longer live in that dimension of helplessness and hopelessness. You must get alone with the Lord, and you must talk to Him. You've got to cry it out. Allow Him to empty you of all of this despair and heaviness in your life, Kendra. The cleansing power of the Holy Spirit will wash all of that away. All of that away. You're going to get back on your feet again, and you are going to help others, many, many others, Kendra, do the same. I pray for you right now. I bless you and ask the Holy Spirit to bless you in Jesus' name. And Pastor Lou from Salem, Oregon. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, dive off into the deep end. And you've been very successful in some shallow waters or mid-range. Mid-range, there's a lot of people that like to live in the mid-range. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, dive off into the deep end. You're going to distract a few members. They may walk away, but there will be many that will walk up. While they're walking away, you will be attracting many more because of your willingness to dive off the deep end and begin to share those things that need to be said in the midst of a city that is filled with strongholds. God sent you to Salem, Oregon. There's a lot of strongholds in that city, but God has sent you there on a special assignment for such a time as this. Lou and Lori, you go for it. You go for it. You are there. Don't stop now. Go for the whole enchilada. There's another Texas word, the whole enchilada. I bless the two of y'all, Lou and Lori, in Salem, Oregon, in Jesus' name. Sandra Duet. Now, that's a French name, so I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sandra Duet, D-O-U-E-T. Am I pronouncing it right, Ruth? Duet?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, she thinks I am, from Lafayette, Louisiana. And if you speak French and I butchered that, all I can say is oui, oui. Okay, I see you, Sandra. I see you sowing seeds of righteousness. Everywhere you go, there is going to be a strong spirit of repentance, people turning to God. You're going to have a modern-day John the Baptist anointing on your life to declare the word. And people are going to look at you, and when they begin to hear these words come out of your mouth, they say, how could those words come out of such a beautiful young lady? How could she say that? How could she be so strong and so bold? But it's in you, and what is in you is coming out of you, and you're going to make a major difference in the coming revival that is coming to America. And Missy from Lubbock, Texas. Missy, I see that you are a dynamic leader full of God ideas. You are an incredible motivator. I see millions of people listening to you, watching you on social media sites, and you're going to come up with some of those incredible talks and the ability to communicate and relate to people from all walks of life, the secular world, the Christian world, and other worlds. You're going to speak to from Lubbock, Texas. And Missy, I bless you in Jesus' name. Rodney from Kansas City, Missouri. Boy, you guys had a full-blown solar eclipse yesterday in Kansas City. Just came right over you. And but Rodney, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a man of many talents, and your willingness to serve others and to be a blessing to others is bringing you major dividends, because you are a man that's going to produce major designs for major corporations. I see you giving oversight to major construction sites. I see your blueprints being developed and distributed to many cities and nations. So, Rodney, there's a whole new season waiting for you, and God is blessing you. Megan from Denton, Texas. Megan, the revealing of a new chapter is coming your way. God is revealing a new chapter in your life, and he's just unveiling that. It's like, whoop, wow, look at that. The unveiling, it's like taking a major painting, and you have this curtain over the painting, and you take the curtain off, and there it is. And so there's going to be revealing, and then there's going to be an unveiling, and you're going to have many, many partners and many participants. And Jean from Hot Springs, Arkansas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you've come through the fire. You passed the test. A new assignment, it's on its way with full benefits. A new assignment, it's on its way with full benefits. And you're going to work with a group of people that's the real deal of people. They're not people that make false promises to you. They're going to be the real deal. And you'll find a wonderful place there. And you will be honored in places you've been dishonored. Promises have been broken, but you're coming into a new assignment, Gene, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where people will keep their word, you'll be blessed, and all of this is going to be accompanied with full benefits. I bless you, Gene, in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Sue from Fort Worth, Texas. Sue, you have overcome major storms. You have overcome major difficulties, both physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And you can sing, I have overcome. You have been through the fire, through the floods, through the waters. You will not burn. You will not destroy. And God has had his hand upon you for some time now for a major event that is coming your way. And the hand of God is upon you. And because you're a woman that is full of faith, and you are going to pray the prayer of faith over many other people, over many other individuals. And George from Corinthro, Corinthro, Louisiana. I just want to honor you, George. I'm going to give your last name, because I want to honor you, George LaHood. After Gene was diagnosed with cancer in 2004 and God healed her of cancer, about a year later, you gave Gene a prophetic word. And the word was, the affliction. This was from Nahum 1 and 9. The affliction shall not rise up the second time. And now Gene has been cancer-free for 13 years. The affliction has not risen up the second time. And so we still, almost every day, I thank God for that word. So George LaHood, I want to bless you right now. I ask God to bless you, and I want to thank you for your obedience in giving me that word. And, you know, I received a lot of prophetic words that were not given to me by prophets or prophetesses, just everyday people, people that walk in life just in their everyday walk, just going about their own business. I remember ministering at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, years ago, and this woman came up and just handed me. She didn't say anything. She just handed me a piece of paper, and it was all crumpled up. And I put it in my pocket. And after the service, I opened it, and it said, "You will minister at the White House." Immediately, I knew that was a word for me. I knew that one day I would minister at the White House. So what do you do with a prophetic word? You hear it or you see it, read it, and you receive it, and then you speak it. So from that moment forward, I began to tell people, "I'm going to minister to the White House." They would say, "Oh, you're going to go for a tour?" I said, no, I'm not talking about a tour. I've been on a tour. I'm going to go minister to the White House." Now, that seemed like an impossibility, that I could go to the White House and minister. But I kept speaking it. It took about 4 years for that to come to pass. But the Bible said that Samuel did not let one word fall to the ground. If you get a word, you cannot give up on it. You cannot let time destroy your word. You got to hold on to it tight. So I kept saying, "I'm going to minister to the White House." And I didn't know how that was going to come about. That's not my business. That's God's business. So what did I do? I kept speaking the word. And then in 1994, Gene and I started leading a 24-week revival at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And we had people come from I think, about 13 nations of the world. And that revival lasted for 24 weeks. People came. We had services day and night. It was remarkable. I wrote a book about it. And so there was a woman that was leading prayer at the White House who heard about the revival. She flew from Washington, D.C., sat on the front row, and after one of the services came up and said to me, "Would you come to the White House and lead prayer for the White House employees?" I did not hesitate. I did not have to think about that. I did not have to pray about it. You know, you just got to get ready. When the invitation comes, you can't hesitate. If you hesitate, you might miss the ball. If you hesitate, you might miss the opportunity. So I said, "Of course I will." And so Gene and I, it was like when we walked down Pennsylvania Avenue that morning on our way to the White House, it was like, this is surreal. And yet it wasn't. It was like I'd done it many times, and I had in my dreams. And as we stood waiting for the White House employees in the room overlooking the Rose Garden, where I'd seen the president give many speeches, I was thinking, "God, how did I get here?" But it all started with one word, a little crumpled up piece of paper that said, "You're going to go to the White House." And I said, "Yes, and amen, I will do that." So thank you, George. And George, I declare that you are going to continue to speak over people a word in due season, just at the right time. You know, the Bible says, the book of Proverbs says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Boy, that is a word fitly spoken. Boy, I love to speak words that are fitly spoken. And, hey, Jesse Holiday from Plainfield, Indiana. Jesse, I bless you right now. God is laying out a plain field for you. He's laying out a plain path for you to walk in. And it's not gonna. He's making the curve straight. He's making the crooked places straight. He's bringing down the hills and he's bringing up the valley. And you're gonna have a plain field from Plainfield, Indiana, to operate on, to run on, to work on. Wow, who can I? Okay, Bonnie from Glenville, Georgia, the Peach State out there. I love Georgia. I've ministered there many times. Bonnie from Glenville, Georgia. Shake off the shame. I just hear the Lord saying, shake it off. And the devil, he tries to attach shame to your life. But you know what he said he's going to do for your shame? He's going to give you double honor. You know, God is so neat. He is so neat. He said, I'm going to give you for your shame, I'm going to give you double honor. Double honor. And so I just speak double honor over you, Bonnie. And you're going to break the shame, the spirit of shame, off a lot of people. They walk in that shame. They still say, I'm so ashamed of what I did. That may be 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Shake the shame off. No more shame. And take off the robe of shame. And he's going to put a royal robe of praise and thanksgiving and confidence in your life right now. So I bless you, Bonnie. Do we have anybody that you would like to pray for, Ruth? We got some names coming in. You'd like to share a word with somebody? Well, I'll take a little sip of water, as we say in Oklahoma, sip of water.
Pastor Dale's going back to his roots with all these shebangs and whole enchiladas and all these fun things. Yeah. A sip of water. Through Facebook Live, we had Danny from Delray Beach, Florida. And Danny, I just heard the Holy Spirit saying, you have a tender heart, and he wants to give you the desires of your heart. So just keep following your heart, Danny. Don't get distracted. Don't let other people speak things of negativity to you, and just keep following your heart. He is there. He is your comforter. He'll set up the divine appointments and divine direction. And I just speak blessings over you, Danny. And then I just want to speak blessings, too, over Keith and Lynn and Royal, and over Jenny Lynn from Oklahoma, over Michelle, over Casey, over Christina. Blessings over Haley M. Thank you, Cynthia M. from Port Arthur, Texas, for all your positive comments and agreeing with us. As you guys are posting comments on Facebook Live, it is encouraging, and you're agreeing with us, and there's power in that unity. And so we have had so many wonderful words already from Pastor Dale this morning, and I just wanted to just shout out a few names. Jessica and Matthew from Weber, Houston, we bless you, Jessica and Matthew, and it's a new day for you. I just kept hearing when your names came across, it's a new day. And so just grab that and you know, get in your alone place together and just seek out what God is saying about that. But it's a new day for you. I bless you. I bless Jamie, and I bless Linda. I bless Cassandra. I bless all the names that have came in prior to this Facebook Live, prior to the Prophetic Tuesday services, and then the future names. And so, as we had mentioned earlier, we are our breakout radio staff is praying for you all the time. And so just because today your name might not be called, I just want you to be encouraged and know that your name is called. And we take that up when we have our staff prayer time. And then each one of our staff members is praying for you, because you then get your name put on a list and sent to all of our prayer partners. And so you are covered in prayer. We love you, and thank you for joining us. And I think Pastor Dell is coming back because he has a few more words to share. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you very much, Ruth. Appreciate that. And well, bless you, and had some good words. And boy, it's wonderful just to be blessed. When I was growing up as a boy in a preacher's home, when ministers would come, men and women of God would come, my dad would say, would you just lay hands on my son or bless my son? Sometimes they just reach out their hands and bless me. So I just bless you today. And I know that one word from God can change your life forever. And you could have been born any time in history past. You could have been born any time in history future. But here you are alive today. And you are here with a purpose. You're here by design. And you are here on assignment. And it makes no difference about your physical appearance. You may talk out of the side of your mouth. You know, people have said many times, hey, Dale, why do you talk out of the side of your mouth? I don't know. I don't know, but I do. That's why I'd rather be on radio than on video. But anyhow, that's just the way it is. So, yeah. And I have a word for Cynthia. You call Cynthia's name. Let's see if I can find Cynthia's word. Cynthia from Port Arthur, Texas. Ruth, they called your name. And I have a prophecy for
awesome.
You. Yeah. I see you. I wrote these words down. I see you like the Energizer bunny rabbit. You keep going and going and going and going. Your ability to stand firm without wavering, your loyalty, you you are not double-minded. You're single-minded. You're quite remarkable. Your understanding of spiritual authority, how to work in that capacity, is also quite remarkable. I see you standing and teaching concerning spiritual authority in the home and the church and the corporate world. I see you writing manuals, developing flow charts with churches while teaching these seminars and corporations, workshops. You have an incredible gift of faith. You discern the flow. You also have a great discernment of how this Holy Spirit flows. And that's, you know, the Holy Spirit flows. David wrote these words, there is a river. What does a river do? It flows. And that's what I love to do. I love just to come on radio or get in a church service. I've ministered about 15,000 times over the past 50 years. I just like to get up and flow. I don't do real well when a pastor says to me, now I'm going to give you 25 minutes. One time I flew all the way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to minister, and the pastor said, I'm going to give you 25 minutes. Now, I understand that, and that's all I took. But I thought, well, why would he go to all the trouble of flying me all the way from Texas to Pennsylvania and put me in a hotel, Gene and I, and give me 25 minutes? So I don't operate very well like that. So that's why I just get on and flow. And one thing I like about BPN radio, I can just go until I get finished. You may turn me off, but I just flow until I get finished, and I call that being emptied out. So I bless you, Cynthia. Bless you. Terry from Longview, Texas. Terry, I see you standing up and preaching the gospel. You said you believe in women preachers? Absolutely. I see you picking up the words your dad dropped to the ground many years ago when he decided to walk away from the revelation and anointing on his life to do something else. I not only see you picking up the words that were dropped, but also see you picking up the mantle that he once had to preach the gospel. Like Elisha, you're going to carry a double anointing. Satan has sown seeds of discord and destruction in your family. But today I declare these seeds that have tried to rot in the ground are going to be revived with much prayer. You know, the Bible said one plants and another one waters. And so these seeds that have been planted have not been watered very much, but I declare you're going to begin to water these seeds that were planted by your dad in days and years past of ministry. You're going to water those seeds, and those seeds are going to begin to spring up into an incredible harvest. Your grandmother prayed for you, and she has watered the seed, and other members of the family have prayed for you. So pick yourself up. Yeah, encourage yourself. Sometimes we wait for somebody else to pick us up. Pick yourself up. Quit whining, quit complaining, quit crying, and face those giants that have hindered you and beaten you up in days gone by. You've taken a beating, but no more. You got to say no more. Face the giants in your life. Quit looking for another escape route. Submit yourself to those who care for you and believe in you. It's the dawning of a new day. I bless you, Terry. I bless you from Longview, Texas, in Jesus' name. Mike and Kelly from Houma, Louisiana. I've ministered in Houma. Ministered in a lot of different places, but Houma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're a couple of great influence. A circle of friends is going to provide an entrance into places that you least suspect. They're going to make you offers that you're going to go home and say, is this really real? Did they really offer this assignment, this place for us? And their endorsements and other people's endorsements are going to bring great opportunities to your life. So disregard the benefits while focusing on the benefactors. Drink deep from the wells of joy in life. Teach others to learn to be happy. Be happy. Learn to be happy. You know, it does not come automatically. Someone said you got to learn to be happy. And happiness is a choice. So drink, teach others how to drink from the deep wells of contentment. Teach people how to go deep in life and not just live around the edges. So Mike and Kelly, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Eva from Cookeville, Tennessee, it's crucial that you don't let your dreams die. We had the Dream Doctor on yesterday. It was an amazing program. The Dream Doctor from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Ozarks, and oh, wow, this guy's amazing, amazing. And he began to help people with their dreams yesterday. So I believe in dreams. Why do I believe in dreams? I believe in dreams because I know that dreams really do come true. So, Eva, don't let your dreams die. Hear the Holy Spirit saying it's crucial that you don't let your dreams die, because so many are waiting in the wings of your obedience. So many are waiting on the wings of your obedience, particularly those who have a call to the nations of the world, just as you do. A lack of response or a lack of support has nothing to do with it. You say, well, I just had a lack of response to my assignment, to my dreams. Lack of money has nothing to do with it. All you need is a one-way ticket. Just keep following Jesus. Open doors are going to be closed soon, but they're open right now. So make your move. Eva, I bless you. And Whitney in Gonzales, Texas. Whitney C. Whitney, you have the heart of a champion, and you're going to train others to be champions as well. You're going to train them and coach them on how to follow a discipline regiment in their lives that will take them above and beyond. You are a coach. You are a motivator. You are one that's going to attract winners because people love to compete. You are a very competitive person, and you're going to teach people how to compete and compete to win, not just run to run, but you will teach them how to run to win. I see you hosting major tournaments and events. Go for it, Whitney. Go for it. It's in your hands. This is your time. This is your time, and your name is being called. Step up and step out. And when you step up and when you step out, then you will step in. You'll step into an amazing environment that the Holy Spirit has prepared for you. Sandy F.P. from Apache, Oklahoma. That is near where Gene and I spent our honeymoon. Did you know that, Ruth?
I did not know that. Sure, you knew that.
So there's a little place called Stecker, Oklahoma. And if Sandy is watching or listening, you knew that. Mm-hmm. Gene and I, if you can find it on the map, Gene and I spent our honeymoon 56 years ago in Stecker, S-T-E-C-K-E-R. This is funny now. S-T-E-C-K-E-R, Stecker, Oklahoma. There may not be anything hardly there anymore. I don't know. But if Sandy P. is listening, she's going to say, I know where that's at, because Apache is the nearest big town, and it's a town of about 1,000 people. Well, this is amazing. Anyhow, I have a word for you, Sandy. I see small towns rising in America. I see a lot of violence coming to large cities. There's a lot of clashes, a lot of racial wars that are taking place. And I see a lot of people moving back to small towns. Small towns in small town America is going to be the thing in coming days. I believe you represent that, Sandy. I see that God is giving you and your family ownership at Apache, and I see that you are going to develop a community in Apache that's going to be a prototype community that others will use all across America. There is a migration back to small town America. I've been prophesying it for some time. It's going to happen. And people are going to go back to small towns, and they're going to live because of the violence that's taking place in many arenas, many, many areas in America. People are going to begin to live in communities, develop communities where inside those communities there will be stores, there will be restaurants. We're seeing it spring up. Even now, it's happening. Houses will be built. Apartments will be built over these business places. And that is a prototype that has been being developed in large cities. But you're going to do it in small cities. And they're going to take that prototype and use it in other small town cities all across America. Boy, I'm blessing a lot of people here. Nancy from Conroe, Texas, I bless you. You've come to a new dimension in your life. It's time to set aside the former things in order to embrace the new season of your life. No more double-mindedness. It's time to consider your destiny, your fate, the dream that has been hidden deep in the recesses of your heart. That which would have been unimaginable just a few years ago, But it's that gift of faith that has been building over the past several years, 7 years. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say 7 years, that will now give you courage to take that step that will lead you into a place of fulfillment. Remember, it will be a small beginning, but remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. And the Bible says that we're not to despise the day of small beginnings. You'll need to take some risks, but take off the life jacket, swim into some deep waters. A place, an assignment that you've never been before, has been looking at you with longing eyes, and you're going to respond to that invitation. You don't need all the details. Take that step and remember that God is holding your right hand. I want to just speak a blessing over some people if I can. I know Ruth was calling some names and blessing some people. I want to do the same thing. I just want to bless some people. Christina from Calhoun, Louisiana, I bless you. Heather from Pittsburgh, California, I bless you. Erna from Fort Worth, Texas, I bless you. Terry H. from Los Angeles, California, I bless you. May M. from Fort Worth, Texas, I bless you. And Steve and Beverly from Oklahoma City. Oh, I just want to bless you, and I want to tell you that God is at work, and there are things that are in motion that you have that you've been dreaming about, planning on for so long, and there's been a cry out of your heart. I just want to give you Daniel chapter 10. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 10, you know, sometimes I give people a life verse or a life scripture. And I just say over you, Steve and Beverly, I'm going to give you this Daniel chapter 10. I'm just going to say, repeat a few words there. The Bible said concerning Daniel, it was the word was true, but it was a long time coming. The word was true, but it was a long time coming. So I declare over you, Steve and Beverly from Oklahoma City, that you guys have been very faithful. You stuck it out. You wanted to leave. You wanted to flee, but you've stuck it out. And I declare that God has a promotion for you. He has another order. He has another rhythm. He's elevating you into a new place of incredible fulfillment. And it's been a long time coming. The word was true, but it's a long time coming. So don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you are going to reap if you faint not. Beverly, Oceanside, California, dreams lost and found. Lost and found. You thought it was gone. You thought that relationship was gone. But God is renewing that relationship again. Yes, He is. He is renewing your relationship again. And I bless you. And I'm asking God to bless you. Mary Beth from Oklahoma City. We've got a lot of people on our list from Oklahoma City. And Gina, of course, used to pastor there, live there. And Mary Beth, I bless you now. And there is an answer coming. And you have been searching and searching and waiting and waiting. But the answer is coming. And it's just going to come at the appropriate time, at the appropriate moment. And it's going to come from a direction that you did not suspect. So remember, keep your eyes up. Don't keep looking down. If you keep looking down, everything is going to start looking down. Keep your eyes up. Remember that an answer is coming, a solution is coming from a direction that you have least suspected. And God has heard your prayers. He has heard your prayers, and He is working in your life. Randy, I'm going to give you a word. Randy from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Pastor Randy. A prophesy, man of God, declare to the millennial generation what is happening, what is coming. Don't hold back. Give them hope and something to grab onto in a world where everything seems to be falling apart. Show them how to walk and where to walk it out. Show them how and where, how and where, how and where, how and where. Demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, because this millennial generation, they need a demonstration. If they don't get a demonstration, they're going to demonstrate themselves. That radical spirit that resides in you, Pastor Randy, you demonstrate it. Don't hold back. Make a sound. Many young people will be attracted to that sound. I have this word for Marlies P. Marlies, M-A-R-L-I-Z. Marlies P. from Newport, Virginia. You are a producer. You are a producer, and I see you producing major events, major productions, and boy, the hand of God is upon you, strong. And I bless you, Marlise from Newport, Virginia, and Tracy from Austin, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's bringing you into a new company of relationships that's going to make a major difference in your life. And Grizel, R.B., Grizel from Orlando, Florida. You're going to minister to those who are going through the fire. They say, God, I can't make it another day. I've been diagnosed with all of these terrible things. I've received a terrible diagnosis. You know, there's nothing that can jar your world like a bad report from a medical doctor, from an examination, from an MRI, from a spinal tap that you've had, from an ophthalmologist. I don't know, but there's a bad report. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Grisel, you are going to minister to people who've received bad reports. They're going to call you and say, would you please help me, pray for me? And God is going to give you an incredible word for them in due season. How sweet it is. So I bless you, Grisel. You've been through the fire yourself, and you're going to help others go through the fire too. Lori from Wichita Falls, Texas. I just hear the Lord saying that all of the criticism and misunderstandings that has come your way is not your cup of tea. Enough is enough. Don't listen to any more. And all of those things that have been thrown against you, just suck it up and allow the Holy Ghost to give you the grace that you need not to respond to those people, not to respond to criticism. And don't try to fix the criticism that has come against you, and don't make excuses for yourself. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't make excuses for yourself anymore, and don't try to take others' responsibility. It's time to let other people stand on their own two feet. And those who have been given a lemon, give them some sugar to mix with it, but don't take their responsibility. And because I declare that you're a part of the cream of the crop. Yes, you are. And you've hurtled over opposing forces that have tried to intimidate you and people that's tried to rewrite your future. I declare in Jesus' name, it's not going to happen. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you, Charlene from Corning, New York. I bless you, Luke and April from Jackson, Texas. I bless you, Katie from Mustang, Oklahoma. I bless you, Leah from Fort Myers, Florida. I bless you, Shayla from Salem, Oregon. Oh, man. And I bless those of you that have been watching today. I pray for you before Ruth comes and shares some closing words. I just want to bless you right now. And those of you that did not get your word today, we promise we're not going to let a name fall to the ground. The Bible says that Samuel did not let a word fall to the ground. We're not going to let a name fall to the ground. If Ruth has any closing words to give, but she's going to give you an opportunity in just a moment to share in this ministry and to be able to bless this ministry. And I want to be a blessing. And I'm here on BPN Radio today, and I'm here on Facebook Live. I'm on TuneIn Radio because I desire to be a blessing. And I want to bless you. Father, I just extend my hands out to those people that have been watching today on Facebook Live. And I bless them right now. And I ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Give them the desires of their heart in the name of the Lord. Lord, I pray that you will open their spiritual ears to hear and open their spiritual eyes to see and open their heart to receive. And may they know that you love them and that you want to speak to them, that you want to talk to them. And let them know that you can talk to them anytime in the middle of the night. They're walking down the street on a jet ski, whatever it is, you can speak to them. And Lord, as they spend time with you, that is a wonderful place to hear the voice. So I bless those that are listening today and those that are watching today. And Ruth, you might have any closing comments, or give the people an opportunity to give today, to sow a seed into this ministry. And love you. Thank you for working with me.
Well, what an awesome, what a shebang day. It's going to be a new word, shebang. You know, several of the words today, I just kept coming back to our heart. I know someone got pure heart and a tender heart. And I don't know, I just, maybe it's with just all the activity for the month of August, our children are going back to school and our students are going back to college. And there's a lot of things, you know, just happening. It's just a busy time. And so I just always want to come back to what's important, because our days can get so busy and we kind of forget to just stop and just appreciate what we have. And so just search your heart. I just keep saying, go back to your heart, because that's the thing. We might not, as I'm stumbling right now for my words, but I know my heart is to just share with you that from BPN Radio, the staff here, Pastor Dale, even last night with Callie and Cindy and all the people that are partnering with us, we love you. And from our heart, we want to help you. We want to make a difference in your life. And then in return, I'm just going to ask you, and I'm going to be really bold about this. We need your help. Financially, we need your help. And other ministries need your help. And other people need your help. And I know as a mother, you know, from a very young age, I would share with my kids, you reap what you sow, you know, and this is really challenging when you're going through financial challenges, but if you need a financial breakthrough, search your heart. And what are you doing to, and I'm not bringing any condemnation to anybody, I'm asking a question. I've done it myself. I'll ask it to myself. And you know, if I'm going through a financial situation, I'm searching my heart. What am I doing? And so, you know, if you want friends, are you being friendly? If you reap what you sow, it's just a simple, simple biblical principle, but it's the truth. And so I just want to ask you today to search your heart. And even from the scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly. You know, a couple of weeks ago on Prophetic Tuesday or Thursday, Allison gave us such an awesome illustration about if we are, you know, if we have something and we're so close fist that we don't release it, or the other way, we can't receive it, then it probably comes back to a heart issue. So search your heart of who you want to be and what you want to represent and the blessings that will be coming from that. And God loves a cheerful giver. That also is in 2 Corinthians. In anything you do, whether it's financially or of your time, I know lots of parents are probably fixing to do some volunteer work at school. And nobody likes someone that's grumbling, complaining. Well, I don't want to volunteer at school. Well, you know what? We need you to go volunteer at school. So as much as I'm saying this, I'm saying it to all of us, it's a new day. It's a shebang day. And so search your heart. And we need partners. We need financial partners. We need more prayer partners. We need, really, we're all in this together. So we need you. And financially, if you would like to give to BPN Radio, Breakout Ministries, it would be a huge blessing for the ministry. We have, as I've already said, mentioned multiple times, if you're watching via Facebook, you can see all these computers, all this equipment, all the soundboards, the mixers. It's really crazy. When I stand here, this is a God thing. We have a full studio just on a word from the Lord that he spoke to Pastor Dale on his prayer walk to go out and to share his goodness with everyone. And what better way can you do this through this venue? I mean, this is crazy. So we need your help. It does take finances. So if you would like to give and you would like to be a BPN Radio partner, I just need you to make a check out to Breakout Ministries. And after you make out that check to Breakout Ministries, you can go give that and send that to P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Really, I know most of us are so fast and easy and stressed and going. So you know what? Stop. Just jump on Google, literally Google, bpnradio.com. Scroll to, I'm telling you exactly how to do it. So easy. Just Google bpnradio.com. It'll pop up. You'll see a little radio right there. Scroll to the very bottom of the page, donate button. Just click on that donate button. That'll have Visa, MasterCard, debit card, PayPal, different options. Super easy. We thank you. We bless you. We love you. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Thank you for sharing and liking on Facebook Live. Thank you for listening. I also want to encourage you that just throughout your day, I know personally myself at my personal desk, I just throw it on my computer. I just type, we've got it where it's just playing all the time. If you go through literally just bpnradio.com and just the great music shows, more encouraging words, testimonies. And I just have mine playing in the background kind of all day. And I grab different things. It encourages me. It blesses me. And so that's our prayer, is that we're here to pray for you, encourage you, bless you, and thank you. Thank you for giving. I speak a blessing for all of those that are giving today. And it's a shebang day.
It's a shebang day. Thank you very much for giving. I just bless you. Thank you, Ruth. That was a wonderful presentation there, and I'm so thankful for our partners, people that believe in us and love us, and we just want to say thank you for contributing to this ministry. And remember that if you want to be on our mailing list, we have thousands of people, and everybody's on our mailing list. You get prophetic words that I send out because the primary work of the prophet is to speak words over churches, cities, and nations. And all you have to do is just go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. There's a place to sign up, and you'll get my daily prayer that I send out by email. I've been doing that now for about 5 years every night. And you'll also get the prophetic words, and you'll keep up with the ministry. Thank you so much. And I want to remind everyone that there's one of our partners who has written this prayer journal called Intercessory Prayer Journal. And you can get it on Amazon, R.K. MacWilliams. And this is what I use and my entire staff uses. I don't get any percentage, any royalties from this, but Rosemary MacWilliams is a part of our ministry, a part of Breakout Radio Church. And we love this Intercessory Prayer Journal. And there's a picture of it. You can buy it on Amazon, R.K. MacWilliams, Intercessory Prayer Journal. Well, I want to remind you that Thursday Prophetic is coming up with Allison Keeber and Prophetic Thursday, 10 o'clock Central Time. And this program will be repeated on BPN Radio several times until midnight throughout the day. And so you can listen. And I want to remind you that A Word from the Wall is coming up at 11:55, which is followed by some music that Aliona is going to play for you. And don't forget, Roy Beard is on today, 11:55, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And throughout the day, 24 hours a day, we have music going. Thank you so very, very much for joining us here on BPN Radio and on Facebook Live. We sure love you. And every Tuesday, we're here. And knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You're listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I surrender. Seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I run to Him. and I say.
We're on
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hello, everybody. This is Dale Gentry, and for the next 55 minutes, we invite you to stay tuned as we play special music by my special friends. Music to pray with here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
It's needing repair. the windows and the shutters are letting in the cold, cold air. I say to myself, gonna fix 'em when I can get the time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Seems that's all be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about the world and what it can give. For I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitaire. For what good would a world do me with leaving on my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you
show your face,
we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play.
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
No more tears. I can't.